Welcome to the Inner Side Podcast. My name is Kim Ha Leung, leadership trainer and mentor, and I'm passionate about helping organizations and individuals finding meaning and purpose in their lives. Hello, welcome to my podcast. My name is Kim Ha Leung, and I'm coming to you from Vilcabamba in South Ecuador. I remember at the year 2000 or so, I found a document online. And this document consisted of spiritual lessons or personal growth lessons by the Dalai Lama. Lessons for the new millennium. And one of the lessons on this leaflet was, when you lose, don't lose the lesson. And I'd like to elaborate on that today with you, dear listener. In everyday life, we lose things, right? We could either lose our temper, or things fall apart, or things perish. And that's normal. That is life. If you look at nature, leaves will fall, drop down, and eventually new leaves will appear on trees. But the thing with us human beings is that we want to be in control. So if we lose something, the fallacy can be that we identify ourselves with what we've lost. It can be either money, it can be a relationship, it can be some other kind of stuff. But that's the issue, the identification with something that we've lost. And the fact that we think that we lost control makes us anxious, makes us annoyed, makes us feel irritated. And with that, we lose ourselves in a certain situation. While it's not necessary to lose ourselves. When someone loses, for example, in a sports competition or in a little game, what can happen is that this person is losing him or herself by identifying the loss to themselves. There is this identification with what is lost. And that is the problem. That is the issue. Because the tension rises, negative energy comes up, and a person can be completely swept away by this issue, by this problem. One loses himself completely. And I think if one gets awake, gets more conscious, there can be a pause. So that this pause can create a spaciousness to look at the situation from a higher perspective and to continue breathing. I think that is key. To be able to look at that situation from a more conscious perspective. In this way, you can see that it's not the situation that is causing trouble or irritation, but in fact, the thought about that situation that is causing anxiety or the problem. So with this, I mean that is important to step away from the problem so that you can look at it from a different angle. to breathe through the problem, to see when you lose something, it's actually a blessing, because the blessing in itself is that it is an invitation of life to return to presence, to not get swept away by the issue or the thought about the issue that is causing distress. I call this reframing. So if we can step back when we lose something and keep breathing and see the situation from a higher faculty, we can actually see that something that has been lost, I said it before, can be money, can be your temper, can be any kind of thing, that it actually is a blessing to maybe become more present, a blessing to become more centered, a blessing to see this experience as a learnful moment, and also to recognize that we as human beings, it happens to us. We are at times swept away by challenges, or we lose things. And again, that's life. It's completely logical. But the deeper lesson is how I interpret the spiritual rule by the Dalai Lama. If we lose something, that there is a lesson to be learned. Not being swept away by things that fall away or perish, that is the identification with it, but rather that lies deeper, the invitation to go within more, to go within deeper, to be more present, to be more centered. And that's the gift. And basically, to accept what is, to accept the situation, to accept what is, and at the same time, notice how emotions can stir up. I'm not saying that just accept things as they are, because then we would bypass the emotions, but also maybe like a middle step, to sit with those emotions and to feel them arise in your body, and maybe locate them in your body, and maybe put a hand on it. With that, there is the recognition of what is going on, the response of your body, and the step after could be the acceptance of the situation, the lesson to be learned when we lose something. I hope this makes any sense to you. I hope this is valuable to you, so that when you encounter such a situation, when you think you lose something, that there is always an opportunity to reframe it and to see it as something to go deeper, an invitation to go deeper. Thank you for listening. I wish you a wonderful day, and talk to you soon.